Mishnah said, Chol Ma'adim, to make an Eruv and the Shituf Mavos with anything. So Tamina Chadazimna. We already had a Mishnah that said this same thing back on Chavav Amitais, beginning of Perek Bechol Ma'adim. Bechol Ma'adim Mishtafim Utsman Amayim Vanelach. Why do we need another Mishnah to tell me the same thing? Omer Rabba, Vafukim is Rabbi Yeshua. Omer Kikarin, Midiachrini Lo. This Mishnah comes to tell me, not like Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that you can only make an Eruv Chatzeros with bread. They could do it with anything. The Ritva points out, we have a lot of Mishnayos and Shas, where we have a Mishnah that says something stam, and then there's a machlokas. That's exactly what's over here. He says, really, it's not a question. Because here, there we have a stam Mishnah, and here we have a Mishnah with a machlokas. So the Gemara just wanted to bring out the pshat of the Mishnah with a question and answer. But really, the question isn't a strong question. The Gemara could have answered very simply that the Mishnah brought down the Stam, and here we're bringing that there's a machlokas. Kamash Malon Bakol. Therefore, the Mishnah said a second time, Bakol, not like Rabbi Yeshua, that Bakol means everything. See, 1 second, that's a parsha. Eishve Abaya. Bakol Ma'arvin Eruve Chetzeros. There's a braisa that says, you can make Eruve Chetzeros with everything. Uvakol Mishtatvim Shitufei Mavuos. And you can make a shituf with everything too. And then the braisa continues, however, the halacha that you can only make an eruv with bread only applies to eruv echatzeros. The chora that started out by kol ma'arvin eruv echatzeros. So what do you mean? Only bread. Man shamis leidoner pasim midiachrini lo Rabbi Yeshua. Who's the one who holds by eruv echatzeros? You have to use pas. That's Rabbi Yeshua. Uktani bakol, and still it says bakol ma'arvin, meaning what? That we're not talking about everything, every kind of food, but bakol means all different kinds of pas. So there's no raya from a Mishnah that says bakol ma'arvin that it's not talking about pas. So how can you say it's lafuke mei Rabbi Yeshua? And that's what it says chutz mei mayim umelach. Is going on Shitufei Mavuos. But the fact that it says Bechol Ma'arvin is no raya that you can't, you don't have to use pas. Because we see over here a price of a Therish that Bechol doesn't mean every kind of food, it means every kind of pas. Elo Marabba Barbrachana, Lafukim is Rabbi Yeshua, Domer Shleimoin, Prusalo, Kamash Malon Bechol. What's it called? That the meaning of the Mishnah is not like we thought in the beginning, that you can use any food for a Eruv Chatzeros, but you can use any kind of pas, even one that's not whole. And it comes to tell me, not like Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua holds you have to use dafka pas and dafka a whole loaf, that much we don't hold. Uprusa my time alone, why can't you, Yutaka, use a, what's it called? A piece of bread, lav davka loaf, Omer Rabbi Yossi ben Shol, Omer Rebbe, Mishum Eva. Because it's going to cause hatred. One guy's going to say, I gave a whole loaf, you gave a piece. The whole purpose of an Eruv is to make everybody one. If the Eruv is going to cause machlokes, then it's the antithesis of what an Eruv is. Rashi. Lafukim in Rabbi Yeshua, Domer pass in midiachrini lo, kamash mela mashlisim bakol, afilu yayin uperus. Bakol means every kind of food. Vimiayi, and if I only had the first Mishnah, havi amina chosum, hu to beruve tchumi maskina. Over there, in Bakol Ma'arvin, we were talking about a ruve tchumi. So I might think that when it said bakol, that you can use any kind of food, it was talking about a ruve tchumi. But The lekel meichas mishum eva. By a ruvei tchumim, there's no concept of eva. One person's ma'ariv, and that's it. So there you could use anything. Here, where people have to make an eruv together, there I might think that you have to use dafka pas. Ki ocha beruvei chatzeros, the time mishum eva, ki lekamot. And the other Rishonim also learn that using pas may be also eva, because a guy will say, I use bread, and you use something inferior. The Marashoa argues, and he says that the Havamina of Dafka Pas by Ruvei Chatzeros, as opposed to Ruvei Tchumim, is not because of Eva. But Ruvei Chatzeros has to be the Inyan of Dira. So a person may only have his Dira where he eats Pas. But the Ruvei Tchumim is Kinyan Shvisa. It's not a din of Dira. That could be with any food. We'll see the Nafkamina later. Aber bei Ruvei Chatzeros ein Malal. Lahach yuchadr tanya gabi Chatzeros. That's why the Mishnah said it again. By Ruvei Chatzeros, to tell me that the Tanakama holds that even by Ruvei Chatzeros, you can use any food. Lishna achrina garsina, lafukim and Rav Meir. Domer bepas. Rav Meir also holds it of Yeshua that Ruvei Chatzeros is dafka bepas. Bepas in midi achrini lo, beperik hadar. Later on, before Anayin Aleph. Kamash Malon, Bakol, Vihihi. Same thing. There's two Mandiyarma walls you need pass for Ruvei Chatzeros, Rav Yeshua, and Rav Meir. So the Gemara could have alternately said Lafukim and Rav Yeshua, or Lafukim and Rav Meir. Omer Lei, Yesh Le Abaya, Bakol Maharveni Ruvei Chatzeros Garcina, here it says beferish that it's talking about a ruvei chatzeros and shitufin, bein bepas, bein beyayin, bein besharperos. It's mashma bakol, any food. V'lo amru l'arav bepas, uvechol ma'arvin d'reisha hachikomer, v'chol mine pas ma'arvin a ruvei chatzeros. So even it says bakol ma'arvin, it doesn't come to tell me not pas. Has to be pas. But any kind of pas. Man shamas le'gomer pas in mid achrina lo Rav Yeshua. Lish achrina Rav Meir, or Rav Meir. And still, it used the lashon bachol ma'arvin. So you can't say that our Mishnah said bachol ma'arvin lafukim Rav Yeshua. Can even Rav Yeshua could say bachol ma'arvin by Ruvei Chatzeros, and it would mean not with every food, but with every kind of pas. Uktani bakol, a pas. Bakol ma'arvin is going on bread. Umasnisa nami, mimai de bakol to tani, a kol milik omer. Who says our Mishnah, when it says bakol, means all kinds of foods. Ulafuke me other Rabbi Yeshua, and to come to tell me not like Rabbi Yeshua, also, dilma bakol to tani a paskoi, kibraisa. Maybe our Mishnah also means. Bakol means all kinds of bread. And it doesn't come to argue in Rabbi Yeshua. V'achi komer, b'chol minei pas ma'arvin b'chatzeros, u'mishtatin b'mavui, b'chol milei chutzumayim ha'melech. And when it comes to shituf mavuos, there you can use any food except for salt and water. El omer rabba barbarachana, yikal ha'memer, da'afka masnisa, mit Rabbi Yeshua, asefa de milsa, pliga. Omer prusa, lo, Kamashmalon Bakol. If you're going to come to say that our Mishnah comes to exclude Rabbi Yeshua, it's not in pas, but it's in the fact that it has to be whole. Bakol Marvin. You can make an Eruv with any kind of bread, even pieces. Mashenka Rabbi Yeshua holds it has to be whole. Mishum Eva, Sheboin Lidim Achlokes, Sheomer Anino Saint Shlema, Viata Prusa. I give a whole loaf and you give a piece. Omar le Rav Acha Bereid Rav Al Rav Ashi Irvu Kulam et Prusos Mahu. Why did everybody get Prusos? There's no Eva. Everybody's equal. They all got big eight pieces. Omar le Shemayazu Dover Lekul Kula. No, maybe this Erev will be bottle, and the next time Somebody will give a whole one, and somebody will give pieces. It'll be the same problem. So they made a takana. You never could give pieces. You have to give only whole. Rashi, the kukulo, ze porus ze shol. Maybe the next time they'll make this eruv, somebody will give a whole one. And then they'll be eva if other people give pieces. Om Rabbi Yochanan min shol, nitla imenu kidei chalosa, kidei timua. Ma'arvin lo ba. If it's missing something, but only because you had to take off challah, or you had to take off dimua. You made this pass out of something that was suffic truma, so and you took off a hundredth, that's halacha by dimua. You take off its bottle, the mayor, you take off the hundredth, and the rest is mutter. So if you took off a kedei challah, or you took off kedei dimua, ma'arvin lo ba. There, it's considered whole. V'atanya k'dei dimua marvin lo ba, k'dei chalosei marvin lo ba. A hundredth is still considered whole. It's missing a hundredth. But 1/24th, like chala, that's not considered whole. Lo kasha, ho b'chalas nachtum, ho b'chalas balabayis. Chalas balabayis is 1/24th. Chalas nachtum, if somebody makes bread to sell, he only has to take off 1/48th. So 1/48th is still considered whole. It's missing 1/48th and 1/100th also. Now Rashi says, "Kedei chalasa eno chisaru shezeu tikuna." Taking off challah is masakene. So people won't have any signage. You gave me something that you took challah off. That's not some, that's not a piece. That's a whole thing. That was Masukit.
You don't know.
Rashi from Rashi, when you don't know, Rashi from Rashi, it's only talking about where it's clear that the amount that was taken off was Chala. But if it's missing 48 or 100, Stam, there's Eva. It's not a whole thing. The Rosh holds, even if it's missing 48 and it wasn't taken off Chala, was missing 100, and it wasn't dimua, right, it's still okay. Because people will say that maybe it's missing because of challah or dimua. So in any case, this is not considered a chisor. Tosfos also learns like Rashi, and he says, then why does it say kidei dimua? It should have said dimua or challah. He says the reason is that if you took off more challah, or you took off more for dimua, you're allowed to. Then it's considered a chisaret. Only if you took off the exact amount, the minimum, then there's no eva. And it's misakinit. So if you misakinit with the minimum, nobody has any kindness. But if you would have that amount from something else, or you take off more chala, or more dimua, then it's considered eva. This man, where do we see the difference between the shear of chala and by a balabayas and a nachtum, chalo echad miyesun di arba, ha'osa isal yatsmo, the isal amishta beno, echad miyesun di arba. If you made chalo for yourself, or even for a party, it's 1/24th. Nachtum shuosa limkor bashuk, but if it's made for commercial purposes, the cheno isha, shuosa sa limkor bashuk, or a woman who sells chalas, echad miyarbin bashmo. Then you only have to take off 1/48. Amar Rav Chisda, Tofra Bekisim, Ma'arvin Laba. If you sewed it together with a toothpick, you made the two pieces together. So they're pieces, but now they look like one loaf. You cut the loaf in half, and you put it back together with a toothpick. So that's okay. You can make an Eruv. Because there's no, what's it called? Since it looks whole, nobody's going to have any tainis of Eva. V'atanya in Marvin Loba, with a price that it says that if you put it back together, you can't use it as an Erev. Lokashio, hod yedia tifra, hod lo yedia tifra. If you can see that it was put together, then there's Eva. If you can't see it, then nobody has any tainus on that, there's not going to be Eva. Rashi, kedei dimua in nitma, shenofla truma bechule, v'asu imenu kikosu. Truma fell into Chulin, and there's 100 times Chulin than Truma, but you made it into a loaf of bread. Benotli Menu Divua, and you took off the 100th Echad Mimea, the Takna, to fix it up. Now you can eat the rest. That's okay. Chalas Nachtum Ktanli, Bein's a Chisorin. It's only 1/48. That's not called a Chisorin. Tofra Bekisum, Kikar Shenifrisa, the Tofar Russo's Bekisum, the Nirish Lema. You put it together with a toothpick and it looks whole. That's good enough. Yedia Tifra, Nikr Makum Tfirasa, the Havi Kaprusa. So some learn from here that if you have Lecha Mishnah and it's only missing 1/48, or it's put together with a toothpick, it's okay. Some even learn that if you have an esrig, that the pitum fell off, and you put it back with a toothpick, and you can't see that it was separate, it's also okay. The chara, those who argue, is partial like that. This halacha is not that it's whole. The whole purpose over here, you have to add something whole, there shouldn't be eva. So if it's less, if it's 1/48 or less, no eva. But it's not whole. It's not like a mission. It's not a whole esrig, right? Put it together with a toothpick. It's not whole, but it looks whole enough that people shouldn't have tainus. Over here, the idea is not considered whole. It's not whole, but it's the kind of not whole that people won't have tainus on. So, what's it called? Therefore, there's no raya to lecha mishnah or to an esrig. Okay.
Can we do that with the
Chala? No. The Chala from the Raya from this Mishnah, from this Gemara, there's no Raya at all. It's totally not Mistaber that should be considered all.
Is it talking about something that's, like for example, you have two ends of a Chala, and then you put the toothpick in, or is it talking about just the exact half? If you have two
No, not exactly half. You had two pieces of one whole thing, and you didn't make a whole thing. You put it back together. Not you made it whole.
No, like if you have two ends and you put them together so it looks like...
So that was never whole. That's separate.
Even what people are going to say, oh, you're giving two halves. You're giving two pieces that are connected together. It doesn't look as good. They're saying, no, it's not a shalom because it's not a double kosher. So that's the eva.
There's nothing no. The eva is that people aren't going to be makbid if you give a whole thing that was connected. But that doesn't make it whole. There's got to be things that you need a whole. Here, you don't need a whole thing. You need a whole thing that people won't have tainus on. So the ikar is the tainus. The ikar isn't the whole. There's no raya from here that's considered a whole, where the ikar is the whole, that you have to have the whole thing.
Well, what's the
tainus? No, so that much, people aren't makbid. That's not like they're makbid on a prusa. It's not a prusa, but it's not a whole thing either. People are makbid.
But what? They recognize when they're makbid. What's the really makbid on if they recognize it?
No, because they recognize that that's an inferior thing. Not because it's whole or not whole. Then something you connect is also not whole. But it's not inferior. It looks whole. So people are not going to have a tainah, so it's an extra beda to be mocked on something that looks whole. But only looks whole. It's not whole. Omer of Zerah Omer Shmuel. Yep. Ma'arvin v'pasa orezu v'pasa dochem. You can make an eruv also with bread that was made from rice or from millet. Because you don't need mamish bread. Even pasabo bekishnin is okay. Anything that is a chashivas of bread. Om marukva, leditim, afarshal, eminei, tamar shumwel, the pasor is ma'arvin, vapasdochen ain't ma'arvin. No, I was makabo from Shmuel differently. That rice bread people eat. Therefore, it's kosher. But millet people don't eat. And therefore, it's not kosher. Omer Abchia Barovin, Omer Rav, Ma'arvin B'pas Adoshim. You can even make an Eruv with a pas made out of lentils, which is even less kosher. Eini, V'ahid Ha'avyo, B'shnei D'mar Shmuel, V'shad Yilakalbe, V'lo Ochlo. Somebody in the time of Shmuel made bread out of lentils, and he did it, Tosa said, to give an example of what the Rabban Shem told Yecheskel Anovi to bake, which was a symbol of how poor things are going to be. So he told him, we'll see him 1 second, to make Pasadoshim. That's what we think now. So somebody made something like that to see what it was like, and he threw it to the dogs. It wasn't fit to eat. So you see that Pasadoshim is not normal to eat. It's not kosher. So how can you use Pasadoshim for an Eruv? Well, it says, Ahid Sharmi Namati. No. That was a mixture of all different kinds of types of flour. But if it's pure Adoshim, that's still edible and kosher. Dichsiv, that's what Yechezkel was told to bake as a simon of how terrible things were going to be, what people would be reduced to eat. V'yatar kach v'chochitim v'sahorim v'ful v'adoshim v'dochen v'kusmim. Over there by Yechezkel, it was a mixture of all different kinds of flour, and that taka was something that under normal circumstances wasn't edible. But if you have just even lent flour, that's edible. Rav Papa Amar, I eat sluya b'tzoa so'adamati. No, over there was a different reason why it wasn't edible. Even a mixture of flours is edible and kosher. Over there, it was baked on coals that were made from human excrement, like the Arabs do. That's not edible. Dechsiv, the Hebek lolei tzoa so'adam, te'ogen oleineyam. It was baked on tzoa so'adam. Coals made from tzoa so'adam. My v'ukas sa'orim tochalma. I, it says, with Irish over there, you're going to eat an ukas sa'orim, mashma, that sa'orim isn't edible. Only because of the tzoras they had and the poverty did they eat sa'orim. Amrav chizda l'shiurim. Doesn't mean sa'orim. It means shiurim. You're going to eat pieces of bread. Rapapa marivasa kareva sa'orim. It's not going to be made nicely. When you make wheat bread, so you make it into nice loaves. Sa'orim bread is just made into clumps. So it's going to look like clumps, like sa'orim bread. V'lo kareva schitim. Rashi. T'shan mine adi, minim harbo ayimuravim ba. By Yechezkel, it was a combination of many different types of flour. Da'i vade la pasi. That's not pasi. Because since you use a little bit of this, a little bit of that, it's like a total earbook. That's not kosher. Dechsiv ka be Yechezkel, di'ato kach v'chochitim, sorim, and kusmim, and so on. Uksiv lechem anoshim osocha. Later on, it says by Yechezkel, you won't eat bread that's fit for human consumption. By his choice, this wasn't fit for human consumption. Tosfos says this pasuk is very far away from the original thing. To put them together is difficult. So Tosfos says that it's from the context. The fact that he told them to make this was a siman they're going to have such poverty that they're going to have to eat this kind of bread. Amal av lechemu. V'uga sa'orim tochalno. Amrav chista hai sa'orim lav tathka. It's not talking about an uga mamish of sa'orim. Because an uga of sa'orim is choshev. It's bread. To hashar minim tuva agubo. And besides that, the bread that Yechezkel baked had many minim. That's what made it no good. El of shiurim. Not only is it made from all different kinds. You didn't have enough flour from any kind to make a full bread. You're going to eat it for shiurim. But mishka, terech lava, lola sova. You're not going to be able to sit and enjoy it and eat a lot. You're going to eat measured pieces. Arevosa kareva sorim. It's like when they rationed out bread. Everybody got just a certain measure. That's a sign of poverty. Or another pshat, it's going to be made like you make barley bread, not to make wheat bread. Meguna, below yotha. Barley bread isn't choshev enough to work on and make it look nice. Ketikun areva schitim, shemiyapa tikun agula v'no. Even though the barley bread itself is choshev, it's not choshev enough to waste your time and make it into a nice loaf.